We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for our Friday football and finance segment with Pete Najarian. He, of course, you hear him frequently here on WCCO, the best-selling author of Follow the Smart Money, co-founder of Market Rebellion, a portfolio and trading service and education company. Pete, thank you so much for joining us. I want to start out with football, and I want to hear your take about the Gophers. It seems like this is a big opportunity for a rebound game, even if they are still having to process being without Mohamed Ibrahim for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and that can be difficult. By the way, it's great to join the Sloan Sound Great this morning. I've been listening all morning, of course.
Thank you.
And the Gophers, you know, it's always difficult to start off the season the way they did. And that never used to be the case. But college football has continued to move forward. And obviously, we're seeing bigger games early in the season as opposed to a lot of, you know, everybody always calls them the cream puff games. And I think the reality is that the Gophers went really well toe-to-toe for at least the first half against Ohio State, who is an unbelievable football team. And then we just kind of started to run out of gas. We had a couple injuries. We lost a very important man on defense, but also our running back in Mo. And that certainly was a factor, I think, in the game. But you know what? You can only use excuses for so long. You got to get up and dust yourself off and next man up, right? And so that's what the Gophers will do this week. We'll find out who's going to be. I think it's going to be sort of a rotation of running backs that we use, but I'll tell you what, I was really impressed with the offensive line, and I think PJ obviously was very excited about what he had seen and how they performed against a very good Ohio State team. So I think Miami of Ohio will be a game. They'll give us some problems, but I think that's a game that we should walk away from that one at the end on the better side of things. So I'm looking forward to this weekend.
One of my prior jobs was in the Mid-American Conference and broadcasting over there. So I know from experience you can never discount a MAC team. Northern Illinois pulled off a Power 5 win last week. I talked to Mike Max about that, and he said, no, not Miami of Ohio. So I left it at that, and hopefully it will be a pretty smooth win for the Gophers trying to adjust without their star offensive player. Transitioning over to the financial side, which I will tell you, Pete, sometimes I feel a little bit of shame because I don't have excuses anymore. I mean, I'm a 30-something-year-old millennial, but I'm not as confident talking about this as I am with football, for example. So
sure.
I do know, and I want to get your thoughts about what is something you're watching in the market today. I mean, I did see that four sessions of losses for the Dow and S&P. How significant is that, and is that something you're watching today?
Well, you know, certainly one of the interesting parts of the markets, and Sloan, it is difficult, honestly. The markets can be complicated.
Thank you.
In some ways. they can be, you know, almost boring for some people just because they don't really understand a lot of the different nuances of what's going on. But, I mean, today is a great example of what we have been seeing now for the past week or so, where we actually started off the day, we were up 200 points out of the gate, right out of the opening, and we've already given all of that back on the Dow. And so, you know, I think what we are in right now is a market that we are seeing rapid moves, and lately, as you mentioned, we've seen a little bit of a pullback, and that pullback is probably a healthy pullback because this is a market that literally was knocking on the door and setting new record highs across multiple indices almost every single day. So at some point, that just can't continue to happen. So we've seen a little bit of a correction, nothing big, but a little bit of a pullback this week in the Dow, and the Nasdaq has been moving around as well. It's actually holding on to its gains today. But, you know, there's so many different factors in the market right now. People are excited that President Biden and President Xi from China have had some discussions. But it's been a long time, and what will come out of that, if anything? And that's still a problem, along with the concerns about COVID and Delta and everything else that could be affecting the market. So there's always news. There's always something that's going to be moving things around. I can tell you one of the things that I watch every day is some of the commodity space, because that really does dictate a lot about what's going on from the economy perspective. And I'm looking at oil that's been on a consistent rise of late, and it's pushing up towards 70 once again. So when you go to gas up your car, you'll probably see some of the prices start to elevate just a little bit there too. So there's just a lot of different factors, but the earnings this week were solid and impressive. And that part of the marketplace, I think this past earnings season was a bit of a surprise how strong things really were across the way, just about every sector.
Pete, as usual, you do make it interesting and easy to understand. We have less than a minute left. Last question I want to ask is if you think President Biden's announcement about these wider vaccine requirements or testing mm-hmm. requirements at federal contractors, federal employees, and large employers, that having an effect on the market, is that something you're paying attention to?
I'm definitely paying attention to that. You know, it does have effects on the market, and there's frustration, a lot of that. There is that divide still in America, and there are folks that are mm-hmm. that are positive about things and negative about things. But I think the reality is that there is the option as well of testing. So I think that's something that was sort of the olive branch that makes this a little bit easier for those on the other side of the vaccine debate. They at least can embrace that. So, you know, is that going to affect the markets a lot? I don't really think so. I think it's just a more of a matter of what's going on numbers-wise with both COVID and Delta. Are we going to start to see that descend? And if we do, that will be obviously very positive for the markets.
Pete Najarian, thanks so much as always.
Thank you. Take care, Sloan. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, same to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.